My name is Sheila. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 10th, and I'm talking to Wes, who is my friend. We are in Felton, California.
I'm Wes Modes, and I'm talking to Sheila. I am 51, and we are in Felton, California.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh, that's not even the warm-up question. The warm-up question? Get me warmed up, man. There it is.
No, talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind?
Okay, so the first time we met, I was dating your mom. I think we were dating. Maybe I was just getting to know her. In any case, you lived on campus in Santa Cruz, and I was excited to meet you. But I was like, of course I have to play it cool, you know, because like you can't be too eager when you meet a teen. That's the total wrong way to go about it. So I was just like, yeah, okay. So I met you, and a little background first. I have a daughter who, when she was born, we identified her as male, and she let us know when she was about 19, 20 that she wanted to be referred to as she and her, and changed her name to Sia. And so we have honored that since. So when I first met you, I knew you were Sheila, and you came down and you were just wearing like kind of boy-y clothes and just kind of like not presenting either femme or male, and you had a really low voice, and I thought, did Lauren, your mom, not tell me that you were trans? And so I had a moment where I was like, maybe she did tell me and I didn't notice. Okay, well, I clearly am not going to mention this. I'm just going to like, and then I eventually like it. Anyway, yeah. You were not transgender at that time.
Now. I've always been non-binary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been an enigma.
An enigma wrapped in a mystery. So that's what I first thought. Even your mom doesn't know that, and I've never told her.
That's funny.
I thought you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah. That's funny, because everyone, when I talk to people the first time they met me, everyone thinks things like that. Like, Caleb thought that I was a trans girl because I had long hair, but I was super, like, masculine, I guess. But, yeah.
You also have a wonderful low voice, which I like just because I like your voice, so.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, that's warmed up. I'm warm. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Get in it.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Okay. So this is something, so there's like the happy memory of like my children being born, and that's like its own class of happy memory, and so I just want to like set that aside. Like, that's beautiful and wonderful and fabulous, but there's a particular thing that I'm thinking of. It was like 1992 or 3, and I guess I was 24, 25, and I had been riding motorcycles for like almost like 7 or 8 years, but I was really poor and I was a student, and I would go on motorcycle journeys, and my motorcycle broke down like in Oregon. So it was in Oregon, and I had left it at this motorcycle shop, and I had just sent them progressively like money over a year to fix the motorcycle. And during that time, they had fixed it and I had paid it off, but then it was like, oh, how do I go and get it? I didn't have a way to get up there. And in the year of not having a motorcycle, I had been experimenting with hitchhiking, where you have to stand out on a highway and you have to like you're like vibing people, right? You like have your face set, like to say like, I'm gonna be interesting and a good person to pick up, and I'm safe and I'm not a serial killer. I'm totally like your mom would like me, you know, and it's like so exhausting emotionally. And somewhere in like my readings, I had come across a reference to people hopping freight trains. And so I thought, I want to try that. That would be great. Maybe I can hop a freight train. You know, it seems like they'd be going north up to where I need to go. And so I went to the local, like I hitchhiked to the yard, the train yard in San Jose, because that was the only one I knew about. And kind of wandered around there, like sneaking around a little bit. And finally I got courageous and asked one of the workers and said like, hey, can I catch a train to Oregon? And they're like, no, not from here. Everything here goes up the peninsula, up towards San Francisco. You need to go to Sacramento. So I was like, okay, well, that's a ways away. So I walked back to the highway and then caught a ride. And like two or three rides later, I got all the way to Sacramento and I walked like all the way across town. But I didn't really know where the train yard was. I knew where there were trains because I could hear them. So I walked toward the trains and kind of nosed around over at the train station, but wasn't really finding anything useful. And so I decided I would go and get a cup of coffee. And so I went and got a cup of coffee in Old Town. And I was sitting in one of the restaurants, like upstairs, and I heard a train. Sounded like a freight train. I don't know if there's really, if they sound any different, but to me it did. So I grabbed all my stuff and you know, threw down $1 for my coffee and ran downstairs. And I could see where the train tracks were going, and they were going past the train station that was there. So like the passenger train station. So I ran down through the train station and then went down in the tunnels and came up, and I was on the wrong platform and went back down into the tunnels and back up again. And I was right there, and the train was coming around this curve and going really nice and slow, right in front of me. And then I can see right in front of me that there was like a boxcar, like an open boxcar, like coming right toward me. But then I was up on the platform, so it's like really easy. And I just like, as it came by, I just like had my bag and I was like, whoop, and just stepped on in, like into the boxcar. And then like once it got past the curve and out of the train station, it sped up, and then it was going north and going super fast, like through the fields. And it was like late afternoon, and then slowly the sun was setting, and I was like sitting against the other door that was closed, looking out of this open door and just watching the sunset. And I think I had a cigar and a little bottle of whiskey, and I was just drinking the whiskey and smoking the cigar. And I just, like, that's like one of the happiest moments of my life ever. And I just kept thinking like, oh my God, I can't believe I did it. 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 And it was the sound of like, you know, there's like so many layers of sound, like the tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick- ching, clang, clang, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, clang, ch-ch-ch-ch, clang of like the couplers, and there's like all these like metal parts that are just swinging and banging and crashing, and it's just like such a cacophonous orchestra of sound, and it was so great, and it was just like rocking just a little bit, like side to side, you know, and like pretty soon I was just like, it was like I was getting so sleepy just watching the sun go down and then the train rocking me to sleep. And finally I got both sleepy and cold. So I got into my sleeping bag and it was warm and I was like up against the front of the train and it was just rocking me and feeling so good. And I just fell dead asleep. And when I woke up, it was completely quiet. And I didn't know why we weren't moving, and it was bright and sunny. Like, I'd slept through the entire night, and it was bright and sunny, and I could hear birds. And so I kind of peeked my head out of the car, and then I got down out of the car and I looked down the train, and it looked like just a section of cars that my car was part of had gotten dropped off somewhere. And I'd just gotten stuck and left. And I looked up. And there's like this big triangular, like volcanic mountain. And I didn't know where I was. I didn't know if that was like Mount Rainier, Mount Hood, Mount Shasta, I don't know, like one of those like Cascade Mountains. I had no idea. And I could hear, I didn't know where I was or what to do. And I could hear trucks on the faraway highway. So I just started walking down this dirt road, trying to find out where I was. So that's the very first time I hopped a train.
Good.
Thanks.
That was a good story.
Yeah, I haven't taken your mom train hopping yet, but sometime soon.
Yeah.
And then she could tell you her own story.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Sheila.
Oh, thanks, Wes. That was fun.
It was fun. Okay, thanks, StoryCorps.
Bye.